realms of Senith.
Okay, so who wants to do a recap, or are you going to leave it to my crazy ass?
I think that means you.
Feeling that way, yeah. Thought I meant to have some kind of intro for Alita coming back into this, because otherwise she's just like all of a sudden blinks her eyes and here she is, right?
Blacked out everything.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't have a write-up for it. So you see around you like this horrible slime stuff that's on the floor here. It's created like a pool. And Bainder seems to be shooting some kind of arcane contraption into this pool to raise like a horde of undead up and out of it through steam. And yeah, that's where you are. And right before this, somebody had a minotaur horn above their head. I think that was Maeve.
And what does that mean?
It was part of the game they had to play. Wasn't it? See, I'm really bad at recaps.
But let me try. So from the moment, I think when she left off last time, we were still in that room where we had to fight those water creatures or whatever that came out of the sarcophaguses or sarcophagi, as you call them. And then Erevan was not a solid physical form anymore. He was like incorporeal.
Right.
And after that combat ended, he just was yanked out of the room and flew down the hallway. So we followed after him into another room and came across this creepy voice coming from a doll in a tent. And there was like a horde of stuff all around. And he was telling us basically like he tried to get Erevan back into his physical form, but he couldn't do it. And basically we had to find Bainder. He's the problem. I don't remember what else was said, but so we had that conversation and eventually concluded that we need to find Erevan because we can't help them until we do. So we came across this room, which, as he said, is all creepy and slimy and messed up. And I think the part you failed to mention is that this device that Bainder's got going on, these resurrecting undead or whatever, there's also a couple of cages. And Erevan and Thrawn Banefoot are in the cages, suspended in the air. And so we were trying to get over there. I don't know if I forgot anything. Oh, yeah. There was a room, it was a laboratory that we came across right before this room. And that was where we found this weird device that made us play a game to open a door to pass. And that's what he was talking about with the minotaur horn above my head, is it was a sort of game where, like, we had to guess what had been conjured above us without anybody directly telling us. And then we all guessed them and we were able to come through here.
There's also a... Go ahead.
I was just going to ask, that was our buddy, right? Like that Banefoot that was helping us out?
Yeah, the scholar, the dwarf scholar.
Okay.
Now, his visage is still with you, even though it's incorporeal. It's like an illusion and seems to have his mental capability in it. Like his consciousness is in it here.
Okay.
But yeah, at the moment, he's looking over at his own body like, what the hell? And you have a mirror here saying, oh, shit, that's a lot of zombies. And I need a roll from you for your initiative. Oh, yeah, there's also Grungar. That's what Jim is playing right now. He came out of a gingerbread cage.
Gingerbread cage?
Oh, yeah, the creepy doll gave him to us. He traded Erevan for him, essentially, in that cage.
And he ate his way out and now has diabetes.
I mean, it looks like it made him a little green.
He is a city guard, I think, from the city that we were just wandering around looking for Bainder and clues to Bainder. He's a city guard from there that was also trying to track him down.
Okay.
Let me know what your initiative roll is.
11. Oh, wait. Do I have something to add?
You should have your dex bonus.
14.
Okay. Forgot the roll for Bainder.
Do you still have ours from before? Did I write mine down?
Yes, I do. Wow. Okay.
Nice initiative, Bainder.
That sucks so bad.
He's too busy doing his cool villain entrance to do anything else.
Oh, yeah.
It's all like, nailed it.
He's like in the middle of a song or something, some war song from his day.
He's singing his own boss music.
Do that, and I guess we can probably start with Alita, you getting to hear him charging up his weapon and firing it. Whoops.
Is that what he's humming?
Yeah. I went way too far ahead. Sorry. Fucked that all up. I ruined your game.
Just delete it later.
Oh, this is the power-up move.
Yep, that's him making the zombies.
Yeah, I don't know if he gets a power-up move when he rolls a one.
Grungar, you are actually up first.
Grungar has no clue what to do. What is even the leaves in front of him? Are these hard to get through, or...?
No, they will not be difficult terrain. They're just stuff to step on.
How high up are we on this little platform thing?
15 feet off the ground.
Oh, I see. And are we, for the most part, safe from any of the melee combatants? Like, I think some of them have bows.
That entire horde of skeletons all have bows, and they're all... currently, like, spreading out into, like, a formation to start shooting volleys your way.
Is there anywhere that Grungar can, like, step down safely?
You could probably use the leaves if you want to hop right down into the pool. Oh, actually, they'd go to the other side as well. So, yeah, you can go down as difficult terrain.
No, I'm entirely sure I trust the pool.
I feel like we should stay out of the pool.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, but at the same time, I don't see any other way to really attack the bad guys.
You don't have anything long range?
Not really. I have javelins, but those aren't effective.
Okay. I mean, is it like long enough that you could stand up there and poke the zombies that get close?
We're like 15 feet up. I'm talking about like these are like throwing weapons, and I can throw them, but I only have a handful.
Maybe they're like NBA player zombies. And they're not that far away.
That is quite some distance.
Can we investigate that green slime? See if it's going to, like, hurt us?
You can on your turn if you want to, yeah. But I believe Maeve already did kind of an investigation in the previous room. The impression would not be that it's going to hurt you unless it's being activated by whatever Bander's using. But I don't think anyone's actually touched this pool yet.
No, we went straight for scaling the walls. Because we had it in our minds that we could just go up to that device and dispel the magic on it.
I would imagine that whatever that is would not respond well to his electrical abilities.
Not to mention it's guarded and defended by a mummy.
Yeah. I think for now, Grungar is just going to dash across. I think it's about 60 feet there.
If that is your turn, it would be Peter.
A Peter Luckyfoot. You notice when we came in this room, Peter put on a really nice helm he doesn't normally wear.
Looking good, Peter.
Thank you. And his whiskers twitch. 5, 30. So 30 feet. And he's going to pry a gem off of that really nice helmet that he's got. And it's a ruby, and he's going to chuck that ruby, which then turns into a fireball, and hit, like, this area. A very large area. Yeah, 20 feet radius.
Okay, so everybody basically needs to roll over there.
Yeah, I just don't want to hit Grungar yet. Yet? Well, I don't know him very well.
So I'm going left to right, Bander, skeleton, zombie.
DC 18.
Bander fails. I think we have all fails here.
All right. I'm just going to roll that beautiful fireball damage. 25 points of fire damage. And I will subtract a... I rolled all these, by the way. I don't know if you saw the rolls going up.
It's fine.
Okay. I will subtract a fire opal from the helm. And that's my turn. Movement, action.
No, actually, he gets legendary thing so he can actually roll again. I don't think he's going to beat it, though. Nope.
Actually, I'm going to use a Bardic Inspiration. Who hasn't gone yet?
Alita's next. Then it's Maeve.
All right. Maeve's got some range stuff, so I'm going to give Bardic Inspiration to Maeve.
Okay.
That's my bonus action.
All right. Alita, you're next.
So I don't have anything that can go that far, I don't think. I'm going to have to get closer. I go up there. I don't know how to do the vector distances. Is that?
You're 35 feet about.
Okay, so I think I can go 40. So I guess I'm hiding in the bushes. I don't know if that's helpful or not. And yeah, I mean, they're all like 20, aren't they? I've got to be at least 20. I don't think I can do anything from here. I think that's like it.
Well, you could dash like Grungar did if you wanted to keep up with them, or you can stay in the bushes and hide there with your action if you wanted.
Okay, yeah, maybe I'll hide.
All right, roll your stealth then.
17.
Okay. That actually would beat pretty much everything, except maybe Bander. It's his passive. Okay. All right. As you peek out from between a couple leaves, you're pretty sure that all the zombies and skeletons aren't looking at you, and they seem pretty focused up on Grungar and the bard underneath you, which I'm not sure that's entirely a good thing, but there you go. If that is your turn.
Yeah.
Maeve.
What is the lighting like on top of this wall? Is it dim enough that I can try and like stealth my way a bit, or do I have to find some place to hide first?
You see that Alita's hiding in the bushes. You could probably make most of the way across here until about near Grungar and complete stealth if you wanted to. But there's a lot of zombies. I mean, it's more than just four or five there.
I just need to get within 80 feet of them to shoot, I think.
Of the zombies? Is that your target?
Yeah. Yeah, so my short pole has a normal range of 80, long range of 320, so.
You're already in that range for the short bow on the zombies.
Okay, well then I might go call Leela in the bushes and get like a good hiding spot. And then shoot him so I can get a sneak attack.
Okay.
I can't really see the lines very well to place myself in an actual square, but I hope that's okay.
You're fine.
Do I got to do a stealth?
I think you can beat it naturally, but go ahead and roll it just to be sure.
Yeah, my stealth is plus 9. 24 is my stealth.
Yeah, you're good.
I rolled a 15 twice in a row. So my attack roll is 21.
That's a hit.
So 25 damage. So I did a hide and a move and an action. I think that's my turn.
Okay, 1 second. Sorry.
What die is the Bardic Inspiration, by the way? Is it a D8?
That is a... Yes.
Okay. Is it something she can add to damage?
I believe so.
Yeah. Oh, well then...
Attack roll, saving throw. So no.
Okay.
I'm a lore bard, I think.
All right, so that puts Bander up. I'm just doing a quick read here. Whirlwind, I'm saying at the end of your turn here as his legendary action. Shows up right by Grungar.
Turn arrow.
And this is a... Is this a touch spell? Make a melee attack. You gotta be shitting me. Okay, so that, I'm pretty certain, is a miss.
Grungar hardly notices him.
Yeah, so that was a 15, it seems.
That is definitely a miss.
Hey, Grungar's AC is ridiculous. It's 21, if that's correct on this picture there.
Yep.
Yeah.
21.
Okay, that's the end of his turn. These guys take and fire over at the bard over here. And low.
Oh no.
20-foot radius. So actually that will hit up top too. Everybody over there, Alita, Maeve and Peter need to make a DC 18 dexterity saving throw.
Good lord.
Okay. Wait, 18? Are you saying there's an 18 dice?
No, no, no. You roll your saving throw. That what you're looking to beat is an 18. 18?
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah.
So I can add that inspiration to it, right?
You sure can.
I think so.
Okay, which thing? These saving throw modifiers, which one am I supposed to be using?
Dexterity.
Okay. Ooh, well then I made it to 18.
I failed.
With the help of the inspiration, I have exactly 18. So I had a 14 for that.
Nice.
All right. Well, you take 4 damage if you make the save, which just sounds like Olita and Maeve. Peter, you take 9, I think.
Oh. Take 9.
Ow. I think I take none because rogue bullshittery.
Okay.
Yeah.
The zombies start climbing up over each other onto Grungar and start making their own attack on him.
See, now you can definitely hit them with your lance.
Great sword, actually, but yes.
That is going to be 22 to hit.
Just barely.
Okay.
I like the fancy frame for the undead hordes.
You take 21 bludgeoning damage. Piercing damage, actually. Oh, this has got to be bludgeoning, right? Yeah.
Doesn't make a difference.
Oh, wait a minute. It's plus 6. So 27 bludgeoning damage. All right, that's their turn. Grungar.
Let's see. I'm going to look something up real quick. All right. So as he takes hits from the zombie horde, he starts to become kind of visibly enraged, and his sword starts to become infused with divine energy, and he's going to swing at the horde twice. 26 and 23 to hit.
Both would be hits.
All right, he's going to throw a divine smite in there as well. The first attack will do 9 slashing damage and 7 radiant damage. And the second attack will do 12 slashing damage and 24 radiant damage. That one being the divine smite. That would be his turn.
He's going to take another attack on you. Bainder, that is. Rolls a natural 1.
Bainder is throwing right now.
Okay.
He's super intimidated by Grungar, obviously.
Yeah. Seems that way.
Oh, wasted legendary Peter.
Let's see. Pete's gonna move right here. And he's gonna play a little ditty on his lyre. And he's going to cast Protection from Evil and Good on Olita, marking it undead. And I'm concentrating on that.
You need to make a Constitution saving throw.
I do?
Wait, never mind. No, you don't. Never mind.
I don't?
No, I misread that. Go ahead.
Okay. So, yeah. So Olita has protection against undead. So they have disadvantage on attack rolls against her. And then she also can't be charmed or frightened or possessed by undead.
Nice.
Well, as long as I'm concentrating anyway. 5, 15, 20, 30. I will move there. And that's my turn.
Olita.
That's probably still too far, right? Is that, that's maybe like 40 there?
Between you and who?
Like the zombies, I guess.
About 30 feet away.
Okay.
They're starting to come up here.
Okay, well, so I'm going to get close enough that I can use my ranged. Well, I don't know. Okay. Yeah, I guess I'll do, I don't know, I can do so much more when I'm closer. I guess I'm going to go ahead and get kind of close. Okay, so let's see, to hit 23.
That's a hit.
13 damage. And then I'll do my flurry of blows. do two unarmed strikes, so let's see. Okay, so 18 to hit, and then 16 to hit.
Those are both hits.
9 damage, 6 damage.
Is that your turn, or do you have more swings to do?
I think that's it.
Maeve.
Are there zombies that I can choose that are being threatened?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Grungar's in the horde. Lita's on the outskirts of it, just picking off zombies. You may consider it flanked.
I'm going to make a sneak attack. 22.
That's a hit.
So total is 18 plus 6, so 24.
Okay. Is that your turn?
I still have a bonus action. Should I hide in the bushes again?
If you want, yeah.
22, if that's relevant.
Yeah, Bander's on the other side of an entire horde of zombies that are climbing up onto Grungar, so he can't really see you that well. All right, that's your turn?
Yep.
All right, that's Bander then. And Grungar is away. But he needs to make a constitution saving throw when he gets back. Let's see, well, maybe I can run the skeletons while we wait for him. So who can he see? He can see Alita, right? Because she's no longer hiding in the bushes. She's right on the edge. Peter's like through a hallway, so some of them can see him.
Is the Peter lucky for it? He's not hiding.
Krungar's just outside of it, though. All right, the three of you need to make a dexterity saving throw again.
All right.
As the skeletons make another volley into this area.
He's so big. I got a plus 7 to my dexterity saving throw, by the way. And I'm allowed to add a d4 with my reaction to add, like, to it if I fail. Both times, that won't matter. I fail again.
18 is the saving throw required.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a 17 this time.
I only got 11.
All right, then all of you take 13 damage.
Youch!
I'm going to go ahead and take half. Can I half it again if I do the reaction for uncanny dodge, or... I can't do that.
Yeah, I think you can.
Yeah, I think so. Actually, I think you would take nothing if you did that.
Interesting.
Because it's half of the damage and then another half of the damage, not half of the half of the damage.
Can I do deflect missiles, or is that like only on my turn?
No, I think you could do that on off your turn, right?
Can you use your reaction to deflect?
Yeah.
Okay, the damage you take from the attack is reduced by 1d10 plus 10.
So you roll a d10 and then add 10 to your result, and that's how much damage you can reduce the damage, or reduce it by.
Well, I rolled a 1, but at least it's still 11.
Yeah. So what was the damage you took last time? It was 4, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I have that I'm at 46 right now.
All right, just updating on the board here. So that would be the Skelly's turn. All right, Erevan, Bander charges up. Who? He runs right to you. Huh?
You said Erevan.
Sorry, Grungar. Jesus Christ, it's going to take me a while. I will get used to it. You need to make a constitution saving throw as he casts a very high level spell on you.
24.
That's a good save.
Ring of protection, aura of protection. Got all the protection.
That's a lot of damage.
You take half of 48, so 24 damage.
That's a lot of damage.
He did say a very high level.
Okay, but that's a lot of,
damage.
I mean, he's still standing, but barely.
And before you try to do anything on your turn, because I think you're basically up next. Oh, the zombies have to go. They're going to miss you a couple times. Let me roll that. Miss and miss. Okay. There's like an aura emanating out from Bander as soon as he casts that spell onto you, and you cannot regain hit points. Also, your hit point maximum's reduced by 24.
Ouch. How large is that aura?
Let me look and double check. I think it's 30 feet, 60 foot.
Wow.
Does that mean like I'm in his aura?
Yeah, nobody in Azara can get hit points. So that was everybody. Grungar, it's your turn.
So I can figure out, where is that marker tool at?
Which marker? The drawing one?
The laser pointer.
Oh, you just right click with your mouse.
Oh. Oh, like that. Okay. So around here, that would be outside of his aura, right?
I believe so. Let me measure that. Yeah, like here.
Yeah, so Grungar will use Misty Step and then go the rest of the way out here so that he can cast his Lay on Hands, restoring 35 hit points.
All right, just make sure and remember you're 24 hit points down from your max.
Oh, that still applies?
Yeah, that's like permanent as part of the spell.
Okay, hold on. Okay, so he regains 27 hit points instead then. That would be his turn, however. Would a 60-foot cone hit everything from here?
Yes.
Okay. So Peter moves up there and baits for a second, but slips a diamond out of his pretty little helm, and I think it's right here where I was. He uses it to cast Prismatic Spray.
God damn it.
I gotta roll a d8 for each person, and then there's gonna be a dexterity saving throw of 18, but let's roll the d8 first.
Okay. Vader fails. Zombies are good. Skellies are not.
All right, so Bainder. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. God damn it. That's like the worst one. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. No, it's not. Okay, it's all right. So Bainder's going to take 10d6 cold damage. Failed save.
Yeah, he failed his save.
A lot of ones in that. 34 cold damage. Zombies, let's roll this bad boy.
Keep forgetting he gets advantage on his roll, though. Oh, nat 20. Oh.
Okay, well.
How much was it again, 32?
Just 34, so you take 17.
Okay.
The zombies rolled an 8, so that means they get struck by 2 rays. So I reroll twice more, rerolling any 8. So let me roll this again.
I think the zombies made their dex save.
Okay, well, then they still get hit by twice. So they get 3 twice, which is lightning damage. Okay. So they're going to get lightning damage twice, but they're going to take half. So let's do that. Or do you just want to take full?
We'll just do it the way you want to do it.
I mean, rolling dice is fun. So they're going to take 22 from the first lightning. And what is that? 15, 16? 16 of the second, and then we're going to roll a d8 for the skellies. They got a 4. 1, 2, 3. Can they take poison damage?
No, I don't think so, but let me double check that. Yeah. They are immune to poisoned.
Yeah, that's what I thought I rolled.
But damage room. Immunity is poison. Yep.
Yep, so they don't take any of that damage. Because I rolled a 4, which is poison. This is green, which is poison. As a bonus action, I'm going to use that hop ability to try to get the hell away. Let me... You're waiting for it. All right, so let me look at where it was. I was right here because I touched Shalita. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. That's my full movement. So I'm going to go 5, 10, 15 feet. It's not going to matter much, but I did it anyway. That is my turn.
All right. At the end of your turn, legendary action. He missed into sand. By missed, I mean sands. And he grabs a hold of that machine. Alita, it's your turn.
So what do we know about that machine?
That's where these zombies and skeletons come from.
I mean, it looked sort of electrical, but not really. Is it just all magical? Or
there seems to be like a magical lightning that connects that device to the rest of it. And you see Thrawn and Erevan, their actual bodies are over there seemingly being tapped into for magical energy and drawing it out into a cube and spreading it around this machine.
I had an idea, because Peter was using those gems. I have an elemental gem in my bag, an emerald, so it summons a water elemental. Could it, like, maybe stealthily go over there and either try and sabotage the machine or, like, get... Well, I guess... I don't know. How do those work? I guess I felt like it could just sort of, like, fly around because it's an elemental and maybe it doesn't.
It has a swim speed. It swims around. It doesn't fly.
It swims around. Okay, so maybe it could, like, go in the slime unnoticed. Swim over there and try and sabotage the machine? Could I, like, send this thing on a mission?
Let me read its resistances and stuff. Immune to poison, resistant acid, and bludgeoning. I mean, maybe. The only thing it's actually vulnerable to is cold. So, yeah, if you want to try to send a water elemental on a mission, go ahead.
Okay, so I'm going to summon that thing. Does that take my action?
You'd have to read it.
Oh,
I don't know what... What was it, a diamond or something?
This emerald contains a mote of elemental energy. When you use an action to break the gem, a water elemental is summoned as if you had cast a conjure elemental spell and the gem's magic is lost.
Okay, so it's an action to summon it then, as you read.
Okay, so do I need to do something to try and make it be, like, extra stealthy?
It's going to be a large... elemental.
Well, but I was like, okay, if it's water and it's going into the slime, wouldn't it, like, mm-hmm. would it be as noticeable? Water hide in slime?
Yeah, we can try it.
Set it up to 90 feet away from you. Call forth an elemental. You can place it, yeah. Call forth an elemental servant. Choose an area of air, earth, fire, or water that fills a 10-foot cube within range. An elemental of challenge rating 5 or lower, appropriate to the area you choose, appears in occupied space within 10 feet of it. For example, fire elemental emerges from a bonfire. Okay. So, I mean, maybe this, whatever this is.
So if I, like, put it, can I move that thing? I don't know.
Yeah, I'll give you ownership to it. Yeah.
Okay, so I see. There's so, yeah, over here in the water.
Which is also down out of people's sight.
Yeah, cool. And then maybe tell it to try and sabotage the machine or get Erevan or thrown out of there. See what it can do. Is that okay?
You're going to program this elemental first?
Is that
too
complex? Should I just tell it destroy the machine? Is that...
Okay.
Tell it to tell the Bert Kreischer story, the machine. So I got drunk with the Russian mafia.
Right. All right. So the initiative for this thing, I don't know what it would be.
Hold on. I'm looking it up.
I'm just picturing it. Like, it's talking. It's telling us a complex story, but all we hear is...
We'll start, bro.
Maybe we could just roll its own initiative.
It does. I'm just trying to find a water elemental.
Okay, it's Dex is 2. Go ahead and roll a d20. Let's get an initiative on this, Alita.
Okay. Okay, so 10, but you said I add 2 to that?
Yep, so it's 12.
So 12.
So since it came out of the slime, does that make it a slime elemental?
It should be, shouldn't it?
It should.
Does that give it a cool trait?
It's just gross.
That's its trait. It's gross.
Well, maybe nothing wants to get near it if it's gross.
Go ahead and run your water elemental. It's its turn.
Oh.
A slime elemental is CR6, so we can't use a slime elemental.
Okay, so...
It's a real thing?
Yeah.
All right, I don't quite know how to do that. I mean, is it just sort of like a...
I'm trying to find you a stat block. That's crazy. Okay. Like...
Does it have a slam or something, like a watery slam?
I guess I should be looking this up.
Water elemental. Did you find one?
Yeah, it's on the board now.
Okay, good.
Yeah, it has a slam. Oh, it's a whelm.
Yeah, because you can actually go into other things' spaces, which I think is what you're trying to do. You want it to go into the spaces with those devices and try to short them out, or at least interfere with them, right?
Okay, so we're saying like each spot where it's touching down or something?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so like maybe use the... Oh, so then are we calling those lightning spots creatures? We're just going to act like those are creatures?
I think we probably should, yes.
Okay, so like use the whelm then and try and do...
It sounds like you're trying to put it there and have it try to sort out the lightning is your idea. That, if I understood correctly.
Yeah.
Or was it something else?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. Just try and like attack as many conduit things as he can.
Okay.
I mean, it says each creature, the element space, but we're just going to pretend like the conduits are the creatures, right? And then...
So yeah, go ahead and roll your damage for this thing. It looks like 2d8.
Am I adding those together?
Mm-hmm. 2d8s.
Ooh, okay, well, 16. 20.
Okay. Keep that in mind. Maeve, go ahead. Unless you want to move Alita. Wait, no, it was the end of your turn, isn't it? Wasn't it?
Yeah, that's probably it.
Okay. Go ahead, Maeve. I'll look this up.
Okie dokie. Probably overkill, but I'm gonna sneak attack the zombies again.
I mean, never know. Could be all ones that you roll.
So 25 to hit.
Yep. Are you gonna do more than 9 damage?
Yeah. Like, my wrath brain crapped out of me adding numbers. But yeah, I got past 9 before. I forgot how to math. So that's all I need is 9.
Yep. I'm assuming the zombies were your target?
Yeah, I just keep shooting them even after they're dead.
Yeah. All right, so you're just like putting in arrow after arrow. All right, is that your turn? I already asked that.
I'll do a hide in the bushes just for funsies.
Okay.
Oh, that's not a very good hide. Like a 12.
Gotcha.
So I'm just doing a weird crouchy dance for no reason.
Damn it.
What? Apparently that machine likes water.
I'm starting them off at half health because the machine, as it's being attacked by the water elemental, is not working properly. But it does still make some zombies. And let's see, another 20 area, 20 foot area. Alita's the only person that could be seen, right? Grungar too.
I didn't hide very well, so I'm probably visible as well.
Oh, fair enough. Grungar is out of that anyway, kind of. So I guess it's Maeve, Grungar, and Alita that makes the dex check this time as the skeletons take more shots into you.
Yeah, 19 on the die, so I think...
F.
16.
Grungar got a 12.
Okay, 18 was your target. If you got less than 18, you take 10 piercing damage. If you got 18 or better, it's 5.
So I'm going to do my... deflect missiles. So that reduced my damage to 0. So then I can spend a key point and make a ranged attack. So range of... What does 20 over 60 mean?
Means 20 is... Whoa, let me not move you around. Damn it. 20 feet is your wheelhouse, and then 60 is the max you can throw, but it'll have disadvantage.
Okay, so I can make one just at disadvantage.
You can hit the zombies within your wheelhouse.
Oh, so it doesn't have to be what attacked me?
Oh, I'm not sure on that part.
I guess it doesn't necessarily say that.
Well, if it has to be the skeletons, then yeah, it's going to be at disadvantage.
What do you guys think?
I think you can throw it at the zombies.
Okay, so 20.
That's it.
So like 21. Okay, and then...
Yeah, their AC is 8.
I suppose it's pretty easy to hit a mob.
Okay, 11 damage.
Okay. That's all you got then? It would be Grungar.
Let me see real quick. How do I... this? Trying to find the ruler thing. I still have not played with, like, any of these toys.
Press M for the ruler.
Oh, there we go. Would he be able to Misty Step onto one of these rocks?
Yeah. And then you press W to move your stuff again.
Okay. So he's going to Misty Step again and start dealing with these skeletons. And then just move here. I'm assuming he can just attack from, like, here. All right. He's going to swing twice and throw in a second level Divine Smite, assuming he hits. 23 and 26 to hit.
Yep. Hits. 13's their AC.
Okay. Give me one moment. It's going to be a shit ton of radiant damage. So that is 27 slashing damage and 28 radiant damage.
Gotcha. Is that your turn?
That is his turn, yes.
All right. As you're Misty stepped over here, some of the skeletons have been stepping into the slime stuff that's underground and this pooled water. A little bit of it gets on you and it doesn't seem to have any effect. So I know somebody was asking before if you can just walk through this pool of water. Grungar, you are pretty certain you can. Peter, it's your turn.
Peter is going to pluck out another gem and chuck a fireball right here.
Okay.
Boom.
Bainder first. Looks like he made the save. Double check that.
The GC is 18.
Oh, no, he doesn't make it.
Okay.
Zombies fail. All the zombies fail.
All right. That is 29 points of fire damage. I move forward a bit so I can try to reach Bainder easier because he's doing some bullshit. And I will give Alita inspiration with my bonus, or bardic inspiration with my bonus action. So my last one. So Alita can add a D8 inspiration die for the next 10 minutes to one ability check, attack roll, or saving throw. And that is my turn.
Oh no.
I'm just saying Coalesce is right next to Peter. Alita, uh-huh. It's your turn.
Okay, so I think I'm, like, just close enough to those zombies where I am.
To do what?
To attack, right?
Melee attack or ranged?
Well, my melee can do 20. Am I too far away at this point?
Yeah, the zombies that were there are gone. And now they're new hordes that have been raised up in the water that are still down there. You gonna jump down there? Okay.
No, I don't know what's happening. Like, all over the place. Okay. All right, so I'll get a little closer so I can attack them. Okay, so 27 to hit.
Mm-hmm. Basically, as long as you don't roll a 1, you can assume you hit.
Okay, so 10 damage. And then... yeah, I guess I'll just do this Flurry of Blows one again and do the 2 unarmed strikes. Or, I mean, am I close enough for that?
Technically, no, but I'm assuming you jump down to attack him.
Okay.
Like to here or something? Yeah.
All right. I'll go ahead. Yeah. Let's get closer. Okay. Okay. So that's a 21 and 13. Yeah. Was that enough?
13 that hits?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. All right. 5 damage. And 5 damage.
Not bad at all. That's your turn?
Yep.
Your water elemental. So the electrical device and contraption that it's sitting on right now is pretty well shorted out, and it's clearly not functioning properly from where you're at.
So maybe go over to this middle one. Like maybe that would do some more damage. Is connected to a whole bunch of them. I don't know.
Yeah. As the water elemental gets closer to the center, it needs to make a constitution saving throw. Looks like its okay. con is plus four.
Plus four. Okay. 20.
Ben, how many dice is this? So it takes 20 necrotic damage as it gets closer, since it's saved. I'll mark that.
Okay.
Okay. So it's just doing its thing again where you're trying to mess with the stuff? What was it even called? It was like whelm?
Yeah, we did the whelm so that it can hit like three of them at a time.
You can do the multi-attack.
Yeah, hit two of them. What kind of... Oh, makes two slams. Yeah, sure, we can do that one.
All right, well, okay. It's going to hit it. Just go ahead and give me the damage.
So it's 12 for the first one, 11 for the second one.
This conduit is pretty well damaged, too. The pyramid shape starts to, from anyone who can see, I'm trying to figure out who that is. That's pretty much everyone except maybe Grungar, who is in the middle of combat with a lot of shit.
That's pretty descriptive.
Yeah, you see that the connections are starting to fail all over on this device. However, the cube that's spinning in a circle here that can't really be seen at the moment, but that is seems to be sapping power from Erevan and Thrawn, that remains undamaged. The connection to this device is fading in and out of existence, and that thing is probably inoperable at the moment. Is that everything for the water elemental?
Yeah. I don't think he can do anything else.
All right, Maeve.
So I am thinking of sneak attacking the skeletons this time using Grungar as an anchor point. Flanking point, I mean. 17 hits, right?
Yes.
You got three sixes in a row. What is 27 plus 6? 33? 33 damage.
33. And this is all piercing?
Yes. Nothing special about it.
Okay. Is that the end of your turn?
I'll hide again. Never mind. That was a one.
Dreadful. Let's see. Only at the end of another creature's turn. I'm just making sure I'm doing this right. Okay. Dreadful glare onto Peter.
That's a
need to make a wisdom saving throw.
That's a 14.
Okay, that's pretty decent. So you're only frightened until the end of his turn, which is coming up next.
Okay.
You didn't fail it enough to be paralyzed.
Being not paralyzed is very good, yes. Mm-hmm. Very good, very nice.
I like that there are levels to failure.
Going to just take a couple punches at you.
Punches?
Yeah, he doesn't seem to be having or using his weapon.
Great.
15, I'm pretty sure, misses.
Just, yeah. AC is 16.
What about 16? Because the other one's a 7.
Beats it.
I think that's a 7, right? Yeah, that was a 7.
It's a 20 now.
No, it's not a 20 now. So you take 18 bludgeoning damage.
Woo!
And 17 necrotic damage.
Ow.
And you also need to make a constitution saving throw.
Okay, I'm 2. So let me add that in before like I just die. All right. Constitution saving throw, you said? 13.
That's a failure. So you now have mummy rot. That's the end of his turn.
So do we still have the thing where we can't gain any healing?
Yeah, that's around him. 60 foot within him, he can't heal. So these things are going to take, I think, just one attack, actually. I ran that wrong last time. Oh, I think it might have hit Alito.
They have disadvantage.
Oh, good point.
Wait, hold on. Let me do my concentration check first. I took a fuck ton of damage right there.
Yeah, you took two of them. Just one, actually, we'll say.
Well, the first one was... How much damage was 16? 20.
Yeah, 16.
16. So I got a con saving throw of 18, I think. 16. Yeah, 18.
I have advantage on it. Okay. It does not have... I lost concentration the first attack.
Okay. I think I rolled an 18 on that, plus 10, so 28. I'm pretty sure that hits Alita with all these zombies.
Okay. What kind of damage do they do?
Bludgeoning.
Is that the damage? 14?
No, it'll be 20. It'll be 46 plus 6, so 14 plus 6.
And I guess your bardic song doesn't help me with any of that.
Just a saving throw.
I think that ends everything except the skeletons. So all the skeletons do. Oh, actually, they can attack Grungar with a melee attack. So six. They might actually maybe hit. So yeah, that's a 20, 25 to hit.
Definitely hit.
23 damage to Grungar.
Ooh.
And it is your turn, Grungar.
All right. Grungar is going to attack the zombie horde. 18 and 23. Those are both hits.
Yes.
Going to throw in a divine smite as well at first level. 15 slashing damage and 18 radiant damage.
Was that just one attack?
That was both attacks. Okay. I think he rolled pretty low on that one. Three ones on the slashing and three twos on the radiant. So, yeah.
Okay. Peter, you are no longer frightened, by the way. It ended already.
You'd think I'd be frightened now. Okay. So going into this horde, right? As long as I don't leave their threatened area, I don't get attacked, right?
Right.
It's like I could bunny hop 5, 10, 15, right? It doesn't provoke. I could then step here, right?
Sure.
And then cast a spell, right?
Probably, depending on the spell, but yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to bunny hop away. I'm going to grab Alita's arm and I'm going to cast Dimension Door. And Dimension Door us the fuck back here where I can heal.
26 on there, by the way.
Oh, your hit points?
Yeah.
I'm at 2, and I got mummy rot. He hands her his good hand. One that's not rotting.
Appreciate that.
Pick my strong hand.
Other one's so, useless. I want to dimension Doris, like, here or something. And I'm like, I'm dying. And that's the end of my turn.
All right, Alita, it's your turn.
Looks like all I've got is my healing hands, which will do restore 7 points. Peter, do you have anything to heal yourself?
That's blood. Yeah, maybe. So
maybe. I mean, like, do I need to use the 7 points for you? Or should I use it for me? Like, do you have something better than 7?
I'm affected with some sort of rot from the mummy. I'm not sure.
Oh. I don't know if I can do that on you. I have stillness of mind, but I think that only works on myself. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I touch your shoulder and you are healed for 7 hit points.
Uh-oh, I think I'm reading Mummy Rot.
What's it doing?
I don't think it helps me. Can I not regain hit points right now?
I think that's how it works, yeah.
Because of mummy rot?
I think so. I didn't read it at the metagame, but I'm reading it now. Oh, Jesus.
Water of Eldath potion? Wish or miracle?
Yeah. What is it?
Greater restoration? Do we have a greater restoration?
I don't know, but...
We might have.
I guess we know now that... I can't regain hit points because this mummy rot.
Let me look in our, like, where's that list of stuff that we bought at that one place?
This ain't good.
Where
should
is
be
that?
An adventure log. There's a spell book found in the crypt. Stuff you bought in that one place might be further up. 1 revivify, 2 greater restorations. 2 mass healing word, 2 pass without trace. Is that what you're looking for? Yeah, it's right above, I don't know, this guy, right above Michael Jackson.
Okay, so somebody's got those.
I know who has them. Amir runs up, tosses you that scroll.
Okay, so I'm not actually doing the healing hands then. We're going to use the scroll. Amir's like, no, wait. Use the...
I got this black bag.
Revivify.
Right. Okay, so that greater restoration, what does that manage to do besides get rid of mummy rot? Does it heal him any?
No.
For
the mummy rot, which is nice.
Okay, so if I use that scroll, is that like my one action? Am I done?
I'm not sure if you can use that scroll technically.
Oh, does Amir use it? Maybe Amir runs up and uses it on Peter.
Oh, all right, between the both of you, you manage to cast it, we'll say. Because it might technically be like a Grungar thing that he has to use it.
It's a miracle.
Yeah, it's a miracle. You guys managed to cast it.
I was going to say, don't worry. If nothing else, at least we didn't resurrect that sandwich.
We should have.
Well, see, if you mummy rot to death, then we can resurrect you.
I'll be dust.
That's true.
If I die to this thing, I turn into dust.
All right, Peter, you heal for 18 hit points.
Oh, wow.
What is that from?
As you're looking about, Peter, probably, Alita maybe as well, you see several spears come flying over near Grungar and hitting skeletons and zombies. Peter, you see a little clockwork device that's like patching up your skin, your rotted skin.
Thanks.
And you hear a loud voice over in this area over here. Shout out, Bander, it's the last time you interrupt my brunch.
Is it the creepy doll voice?
No, it is not.
Is it Morid?
Definitely Morid. He explains the clockwork.
Oh, shit.
Morid has the whole player. Region.
You see Morid show up with several legionnaires. And they're taken to the fight, charging in next to Grungar.
This Morid!
Water elemental.
Okay, so can it attack the cube?
Yeah. Roll me the damage for that.
We'll see. What is its damage thing?
For its slams, I think it's 2d8 plus 4.
Okay, well, to hit it was... 15, is that...
As long as you don't roll a 1.
Oh, okay. All right, 9 damage.
All right, it does have 2 slams, I believe.
Oh, right, okay. Do this again. Okay, well, 10 to hit, I guess still works. 12 damage.
12 damage. All right. To anybody who can see, which is probably nobody except for Maeve. Not sure. I mean, yeah, you could probably see it. One side of the cube comes off. And Maeve, you can definitely, from your vantage point, seeing as you're still up on the thing there, you can now see what looks like a beating heart inside of the cube.
Oh, we probably need to kill that. Huh?
Is that like Bander's heart?
Yes. Maeve, it's your turn.
So... I'm guessing we need to do that before we can actually take Bander down, but probably should deal with these mobs in front of us first. So I'm going to go for the skeletons. Or no, actually maybe the zombies that are on Grungar, try and get them down. 17 to hit.
Yep.
24 damage. Piercing.
Okay.
Attempt to hide because it's what I do. There we go. 22 to hide. And that's my turn.
Okay, Bander's going to take a couple swings at this water elemental. I'm pretty sure that's a miss. That is not, however. Okay, that's his turn. Okay. So we are getting close to end time. These guys are not coming up to you, by the way. They're just moving over here and get Krunger out of there. Do we want to pause it here or continue going for another 15 minutes?
Might be good for me to pause it if that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine. Because I need to do a lot of prep here for all these people to figure out how I'm running them exactly.
Okay. So he was crossing his fingers and hoping you'd say yeah.
A little bit. I was going to bullshit my way through it, but if I can get something that's sensical. Morin, he's yelling out orders and people are forming up lines and stuff. They're getting ready to do a push through the pool, and Mord would yell to you guys that follow us. We're going to get you to Bainder. We'll deal with all the zombies and skeletons.
Well, allow us to push forward and leave these guys in the dust, is what you're saying.
Yep. But exactly who's going where, I'll figure that out over the next 2 weeks.
It's Mord.
He brought a bunch of legionnaires with him as well, as you can see, so...
It's House Guild Flare.
Right. I hope it was fun. I'm sorry that the music got a little repetitious. I was thinking it'd be a little quicker.
No, but
that was great.
I thought it was fine. I got bitch slapped by a mummy.
Yeah, this is like a leveled up mummy from sucking up Erebon and Thrawn.
No, it's good. He's tough.
The water elemental revealed its heart, though, so at least now we know what we gotta do.
The fact that Grungar, like, survived is kind of crazy.
It's a good thing you made that save. That was going to at least... We're going to start testing your zero hit point capabilities as an orc.
Yeah.
I'm also amazed that Peter lived through an attack.
Yeah.
I'm at 2 hit points. Bainder's like, why aren't you dead?
Oh, should have been.
We're also lucky that Bainder wasn't on his game today. He failed a lot of stuff that he should have nailed.
Yeah, he was throwing.
That was one of the two attacks. If I would get both of them, I would have been dead.
The first spell attack that he tried on Grungar was going to be a curse of contagion, and then it would have made you vulnerable to all damage. So that that would have been bad.
Well, thankfully, con saves are his thing. One of them, anyways.
Mm-hmm. Getting bitched by zombies and surviving is kind of my thing.
Yeah, I just realized he still has another spell slot there.
Ominous. GM's like, I have things I can do yet.
I could have killed the damn rabbit.
And then he hopped away.
Fiend is always after that wascally wabbit.
Hey, you got any grapes?
All right. Yeah. Also, for how Morad got here, that would be, he would tell people at some point that he got notified because they were already in Karras trying to find all of you after they heard of your little run-in with the doppelgangers. And he took his personal guard directly there to try to figure out what's going on. Then he heard about where you went, the manor, through like windy sources. It basically comes back to Emerald Door. The person you met is the one that gave them a clue of where to find you, and that's how they got here.
And you had to have something to do with the creepy doll.
Yeah. So I imagine that whole conversation wouldn't happen right now, but it will at some point.
Well, we talked to a doll as they're beating up.
Funny right, story, guys.
All right. Well, that's my cue to use the restroom. I will talk to you. Yeah. when I think bathroom, I think dolls. I'll leave you on that note. That's weird. Bye.